Revolution leads into the straight. Sensationable. He's getting the second win the outside. He loomed up on the outside. Sensationable grabbed the front. Trying hard. Gold Revolution, but Sensationable in front. Close to home and scores. Sensationable scores by a length. Gold Revolution second.
Well, for 20-year-old Mitch, that was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and no doubt was a very emotional win as well, with the spirit of his dad riding with him on the weekend. It's so good to catch up with Mitch this morning. Congratulations, Mitch.
No, thank you very much, and yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, it's great to have a chat to you. Can you tell me, first of all, where on earth is Thangool?
It's about, I'm really bad, compass reading wise, but look, it's about 4 hours from my house, so it's not too bad.
How long have you been up in Queensland, Mitch, and when did you decide to make the move up there? Because you've had to overcome a lot of adversity to finally get that first win as a jockey.
Yeah, 100%. Myself and my partner, we moved up about this probably a little bit over a year ago. 14 months ago. I got my apprenticeship virtually straight away as soon as I moved up here. And yeah, it's sort of been, as a lot of people know, a dream of mine. And I thought, well, I'm not able to do it in Melbourne as of yet, so I've got to make the move. And if I wanted it that bad, I would make it happen. So, yeah, and that I did.
Well, the backstory a lot of people may be unaware of. Your father, Mark Green, he tragically died in a race fall 21 years ago, because you were with your mum. You never got to meet your dad. She was pregnant. So it would have been a very, very special moment for your mum and everyone in the family as well. What was the reaction like to the win on the weekend?
I think the best way to explain it so far, I was quite numb from the moment I crossed the line and sort until I got back into the jockey's room. So, look, I could hear mum and her group of people that were there, and they were cheering when I came back in. But, the best way to put it is I was just very numb probably about an hour after the race.
Oh, that's so good to see that your mum was there, Emma. She was on track. Is she living up there, or did she come up especially for the day?
She's only up here for, I think, a short amount of time. They're just working on a farm, her and her partner. So, look, who knows? She might move up here eventually. Life's funny, so you just don't know really where you're going to end up and what opportunities arise at different times.
Well, it worked out perfectly. She got to witness your very first win on the weekend. So what does this mean for you now? How's your weight? What's your ambitions, aims for the future?
Weight's really good at the moment for a person of my height. And for the future, look, I'm pretty realistic. I'll just keep chipping away and just take every opportunity I can, jump at it and take it with both hands, and stay grounded, level headed, and back to reality and back to the racetrack on Saturday. So that's pretty much I'm pretty humble, so I didn't go out and celebrate. I don't drink, so I came home. I got home at probably just before 1 in the morning, so it was quite a long day and a bit draining mentally, but I was on cloud nine for probably all of Sunday, and backtrack work Monday.
Well, good on you, mate. Well done. It's a great story with your father's background there, and no doubt there's a lot of people here in Victoria and Melbourne who were very proud to hear that win on the weekend. So congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much, Michael.